Today's daf is Nedarim daf Gimel. We are holding at the very end of daf Beis Amud Beis, and we were discussing yesterday why it is that when the Mishnah organizes its halachos, it starts off by saying that there's a din of kinuyim, and then it doesn't even mention that there's a din of yados, which we already addressed by saying chisuri mechstra. We have to add into the Mishnah that there's a din of yados, and then right away it explains the halachos of yados before it explains any of the halachos of kinuyim. We're not going to get to kinuyim for several more dapim, so we're going to continue that discussion of why we explain the dinim of yados before we explain the dinim of kinuyim, and we're also going to discuss why the Mishnah would mention kinuyim first. Meaning, if we're going to explain the dinim of yados first, shouldn't we mention the halacha of yados first? So the Mishnah should start with yados and then go on to kinuyim. And then the Gemara is going to get into, okay, where do we know that there even is a concept of yados? How do we know that if a person begins a lashon of a neder, that it automatically means that that the neder is going to be chal? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the source for a nazirus being chal on another nazirus. If a person says twice that he wants to be a nazir, how do we know that he's now chayiv to be a nazir in two consecutive sets of nazirus? And the Gemara is going to discuss toward the end of Amud Beis what's the hechitim. So what would be an example where a nazir would be in violation of bal yachal devaro, and where a nazir, because normally to violate bal yachal devaro, you violate what you promised to do. So a person promises to eat a loaf of bread and he doesn't eat a loaf of bread, or he promises not to and he eats the loaf of bread. That's bal yachal. But with the nazirus, how does he violate? As soon as he says I will be a nazir, he is a nazir. So he may be violating his nazirus, but he is a nazir. So how does one violate bal yachal, and how does one violate bal ta'acher by nazirus? Bal ta'acher means one delays in fulfilling a neder. But again, as soon as he says I'm a nazir, he is a nazir. He may not observe all the halachos of being a nazir, but he is a nazir. So how could it be that he would violate bal yachal and bal ta'acher? So Baruch Hashem, we'll get to that toward the end of the daf. Let's begin from the bottom. I think we're up to two lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara had just gone through eight different Mishnayos and Shas, where some of them we begin explaining the halacha that's mentioned first, and some of them we begin explaining the halacha that's mentioned last. And the Gemara said a simple rule. Whenever there are only two halachos, we start with what we mentioned last. We start with the second of the two halachos. But whenever there are more, like when there are all the examples that we gave, there are four halachos, then we go back to what we mentioned first instead of starting with what is last. So asks the Gemara, is that really true? Does that rule hold true throughout all of Shas? The Mishnah in Shabbos says, what can an animal go out with on Shabbos? What can you not allow your animal to go out with on Shabbos? And dolo avsha, so it's only two halachos. It's bame yotza, bame eina yotza, and still v'katani yotze gamal. And right away it says the first thing it explains is what an animal can go out with, which is the first of the two halachas. According to the rule we just said, it should have started with Eina Yotza, whatever it's not allowed to go out with. So rather the Gemara says, Ella, a second possible explanation of why we start with Yados, why we start explaining Yados before we explain Kinuyim. Again, the first explanation was because we always start, whenever there's two things, we always start with the second of the two. So Gemara rejects that now and says, no, a second explanation, Ella Lav Dafka, Zimnin Mefarish Hu De Pasach Bresha, Zimnu De Salik Mefarish Bresha. There is no rule. Sometimes we start with that which we begin with. Sometimes we start with that which we end with. And there's no ironclad rule, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. So it's not a kasha that could even be asked. So that's the second approach. Third approach: vi'i bayisema yados aydi da'asi midrasha mefarish lon bereisha. The reason we begin the discussion of yados before we begin the discussion of kinuyim is because yados is more chaviv to us. We prefer to talk about yados since it comes from a drasha. It's derived from a drasha, and we always prefer that which is derived from a drasha over that which is explicit in the pasuk or over anything else. So, frankly, Gemara v'liftech hadin bereisha. So that's very good. It's a very good explanation of why you would start with the explanation of yados first. But shouldn't we have started with the halacha of Yados first as well? Why does the halacha, the Mishnah, start with the halacha of Kinuyim, then the halacha of Yados, then the explanation of Yados? It should have started with the halacha of Yados first. Answers the Gemara two possibilities. First of all, the Gemara suggests, Miftach Pasach B'Kinuyin, Da'oraisa B'Reisha. We begin with Kinuyin, with the halacha of Kinuyin, because Kinuyin are a din Da'oraisa, meaning the Kinuyin are explicit straight from the Pasuk. V'hadim Refarish Yados, and then we expound on Yados first, because Yados comes from a drasha. So the Ritva asks the question, in the beginning of Yevamos, the Mishnah lists off Chamesh Asrei Nashim that are Potros Tsaroseyan, 15 relatives that would pater their Tsaros, that would pater their co-wives from Yibam and Chalitza, and the Gemara, the Mishnah lists Bito before it lists Achos Isha, even though Achos Isha is the relationship that's mentioned in the Torah from which all of the other relationships are derived, and the Gemara says, Bito, kivan da'asi midrasha, chavivalei. That we prefer to mention Bito first, because Bito comes from a drasha, whereas Achos Ishto does not come from a drasha. So the Ritva asks, and over there it's the beginning of a Masechta, it's starting off a new halacha, and we start with the drasha. We don't start with that which is explicit in the Torah. So why over here, when it comes to mentioning the din of Kinuyim before the din of Yados, do we start with that which is mentioned explicitly in the Torah? So the Ritva suggests that in Yevamos, it's not mamish the beginning of the Masechta. First it said the halacha. The halacha is that there are Chamesh Asrei Nashim that are Potros Tsaroseyan. Then it started giving the list. It started giving examples. That already wasn't the beginning of the Masechta. That was already the second line of the Masechta. Also, the Ritva points out that the Gemara over there says, based on the Gemara over there, when it says we go with the Drasha, may be working with the Maskana of our Gemara. We're still in a Havamina. We haven't yet arrived at our Maskana. Meaning, our Gemara is going to say that Akdim Nami V'Tani Yados Kol Yados Nedarim Kinedarim V'Kol Kinuyin Nedarim Kinedarim, that maybe Yena Chinami. We actually do start with Yados before we start with Kinuyim. So that Gemara may be assuming like the Maskana of our Gemara. So let's see the Maskana of our Gemara. So again, the Gemara is suggesting that the reason the Mishnah first says the halacha of Kinuyim and only then goes on to the halacha of Yados is because Kinuyim is Daraisa. Yados is derived only from a drasha. So says Gemara six lines in, Ha nichlaman diyamar Kinuyim lasho nachrim hein. To say Kinuyim is Daraisa is very good if you assume that all of these funny words that sound like the Lashonos of Neder, all of these Kinuyim, Nazir, all these different corruptions of the word, if they're all Lashon Nachrim, they're all different languages of saying the exact same word, so it makes sense that it's a Din D'Oraisa. El Mandi Amar Lashon Shabadal and Chacham Lios Noderbo Ma'ikel Memer. But if you hold that all these words that we use for Kinuyin are just words that the Chachamim made up, so then how can you say it's D'Oraisa? These are things that the Chachamim made up. They're words, they're random words that the Chachamim instituted that they work. So the Ran points out it doesn't really mean the Chachamim instituted that they work. It would still be a Din D'Oraisa. The Ran points out, Ma'ikal the Meimer, the Afgav de Midaraisa Nami Haim, they're also Midaraisa, Kamashakasat Mishasenu, Afiluachi Enen Pshutim Yoser Miyados, but they're no more explicit in the Torah than Yados are explicit in the Torah, Kadesha Yaskal Behem, to warrant beginning the Mesechta with Kinuyim rather than beginning with Yados. Adrabi, Yados Pshiti Tfei Dasu Midrasha, because to the contrary, Yados, at least we have an extra word in the Pasuk to derive the dinim of Yados, whereas all these Kinuyim, the Rabbanan taught us all these dinim of Kinuyim, even though they may hold these dinim of Kinuyim are Da'oraisa. So we're not saying that it's the Rabbanan over here, but even if you say it's Da'oraisa, but you hold that the Chachamim came up with these Lashonos, what would be the reason that the Masechta would begin with the Halach of Kinuyim before it begins with the Halach of Yados? So the Gemara explains, the Gemara answers now, finally, Mi Katani Yados. Wait a second. What are we asking over here? Why does the Mishnah state the halach of Kinuyin before it states the halach of Yados? Let's remember, the Mishnah never ever stated the halach of Yados. The Mishnah only went on to explain examples of Yados, but it never said the halach of Yados. How did we get it to say the halach of Yados? We said chisuri mechsera. We said that the Mishnah is missing a line, and we had to throw in the line of Yados into the Mishnah. And where did we add the line of Yados into the Mishnah? So So until now, we added the line of Yados after the line of Kinuyin. No one's forcing us to do that. Once we're making it up anyway, once we're adding it into the Mishnah anyway, we could throw it in before the line of Kinuyin. Mi katani Yados, does it say Yados in the Mishnah? V'lav chisuri kamechsartala. Anyway, it was missing from the Mishnah. Akdim nami vitani Yados. So we could put it first. We could put the line of Yados first. Say Rechinami. The Masechta starts with the Halach of Yados, then the Halach of Kinuyin, and then it starts explaining Yados. V'kol Yados Nedarim Kinedarim, the Mishnah should read, and then it should read V'kol Kinuyin Nedarim Kinedarim, and then Ve'elu Hein Yados, and then it starts explaining the Yados, Ha'omer L'Chavero, etc. Ve'elu Hein Kinuyin, and then in the next Mishnah will explain what the Kinuyin are, Konam Konach Konas, etc. So good, so that solves all of the issues as to why the Mishnah begins discussing Yados first, and why the Halachas are in that order, because it is going in order. It says Halacha A, Halacha B, description of Halacha A, description of Halacha B, a very logical order. So, frak the Gemara, okay, but now let's get down to the nitty-gritty, let's get down to the actual Halachas that we're discussing over here. The Yados Hechaksiv, where does it say in the Torah anything about Yados? Meaning we're assuming over here that Yados are a din d'araisa, but where in the Torah do we have a din of Yados? The Rosh on Daf Beza Medal asked, why do we need the Torah to be mechadish by Nedarim, that there is a din of Yados, to make it as if when a person begins to say the Nedar, that it's as if he finished the Nedar, even without that it should be Chal, because he was Gamar Belibo. Obviously the person had committed in his heart that he wants to take this Nedar. Why does he need any more than that? So do we really need a drasha to tell me that the Nedar is going to be Chal? So the Rosh tells us an important Yesod, that without the Din of Yados, where the Torah teaches us that when you begin the sentence, it's as if you were Motzi Bisfasov, as if he actually verbalized the entire sentence, the Nedar would not be Chal just because Gomer Belibo. A neder is not chal based on machshavas halev. That's a critical rule in the Nedarim and Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos of Chavavim Beis says, Amar Shmuel, Gomer Belibo, tsarich lahotzi bisfasav. If a person commits to something mentally, that is not binding. One must commit to something verbally in order for it to take on the status of a shvur or a neder. It's derived from the pasuk. The pasuk says, levate bisfasayim, to enunciate with his lips, without bitois fasayim, Gamar Belibo doesn't do anything. Gamar Belibo doesn't accomplish anything. So that's a critical yisod. So frek the Gemara, the Yados Hechaksiv, where does it say Yados in the Torah? Well, we dash in the pasuk as follows. Ish ki yafli lindor neder, nazir lahazir lahashem. There are two double lashonas in the pasuk, lindor neder and nazir lahazir. V'tanya, the Brisa teaches us, nazir lahazir, lasus kinuyin nazirus kinazirus, v'yados nazirus kinazirus. The double expression of nazir lahazir teaches us both that kinuyin nazirus are kinazirus, that the various corruptions of the word nazir will also mean that a person has committed to be a nazir, and that yados nazirus are kinazirus, when a person begins to commit to becoming a nazir, that also is a binding nazirus. Einliel b'nazirus, b'nadarim minayin. So that only teaches us that it's true by nazirus that you have a din of yados and kinuyim. Where do we find by nadarim that there's a din of yados and kinuyim? Tamalomer, that's what the pasuk says, ish kiyafli lindor neder nazir lazir lashem, that it mentions neder right before it mentions nazir. So we see that the Torah is linking the dinim of nadarim to the dinim of nazir. Makish nazirus l'nadarim u'nadarim l'nazirus. We compare the dinim of nadarim to nazirus and nazirus to nadarim in the following way. Ma nazirus asba yados nazirus kinazirus. Just like by nazirus we have a din of yados from the double expression of nazir lashem. So af nedarim, so to by nedarim, asvem yados nedarim ki nedarim. We'll have a din of yados by nedarim as well. And what are we going to learn from nedarim to nazirus? Which halachas of nedarim are we going to apply to nazirus? Well, uman nedarim over bebal yachel, ubebal ta'acher. If a person breaks his word, he promises, he takes a neder that he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, and then he eats it, so it's a violation of Bal Yachel Dvaro, and by neder we have a din of Bal Ta'acher. A person commits he's going to do something, and then he delays in doing it, he doesn't do it when he promised he was going to do it, so that's a violation of Bal Ta'acher, of delaying in fulfilling his neder. So af Nazirus, by Nazirus also we have such a concept of over Bebal Yachel, Ubebal Ta'acher, that one can be in violation of Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher Acher of a Nazirus vow as well. Amud Beis is going to be dedicated to discussing how one violates Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher by Nazirus, but the Braisa says that one violates Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher by Nazirus. Uma Nedarim, and just like by Nedarim, Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bito, Ubal Mefer Nidre Yishto, just like by Nedarim, there's a rule that if a young girl takes a neder, the father can undo the neder. If a wife takes a neder, the husband can undo the neder. Af Nazirus, Av Mefer Nazirus Bito, Ubal Mefer Nazirus Ishto. The same is true by Nazirus. If a woman takes upon herself a Nazirus, and again, all this discussion of Nazirus is a Dafyomi coincidence, this week's Parshas Naso discusses Nazirus. So if a woman takes upon herself, a young girl takes upon herself a Nazirus, a father can undo that vow. And if a married woman takes upon herself a Nazirus, the husband can undo that vow. Right? A woman could absolutely become a Nazir. The Pasuk says explicitly in the Torah, Ish O Isha. A woman could also be a Nazir, but a married woman, the husband can undo her vow of Nazirus. So that's how we derive from this Braisa. We see a lot of halachos, but the one we're focused on is that since we link Nedarim to Nazirus, and by Nazirus we see from the extra words in the Pasuk that there's a din of Yados by Nazirus, Memela we can learn from the comparison between Nedarim and Nazirus that there's a din of Yados by Nedarim as well. Before we go any further, the Ran over here points out that where do we find Bal Yachel by Nedarim? He says, V'nadar lahavi karban, Ika Bal Ta'acher, rather by Nedarim. He says, if a person takes a neder to bring a karban, he could violate Bal Ta'acher by not bringing that karban in a timely fashion. And the Gemara discusses what's considered a timely fashion and not a timely fashion. And we assume, Kivan Sha'avar Alav Shalosh Regalim, that if he goes through three regalim and he doesn't bring the karban, that's a violation of not bringing his karban in a timely fashion. Now, in that same sugya, the Gemara says that Rava comments that by tzedakah, if a person, how long does a person have to delay in giving tzedakah to violate bal ta'acher? There's nisra bal ta'acher by tzedakah as well, that you're not allowed to delay. If you committed to give tzedakah, you have to give the tzedakah right away. A person shouldn't delay in giving the tzedakah. So Gemara says, over love miyad, that right away, you commit, you give, that's it. There's no three regalim. If a person commits, a person is supposed to give. Based on that, there's a famous comment that Dvar Avram has in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. He says, if a person invites an ani for Su'udas Shabbos, he has to start his meal right away. Sometimes people like to schmooze a little bit, and they sing Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael on Friday night. He says, skip Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael. You'll sing it during the meal. The ani is hungry. You have a mitzvah of tzedakah. He's there. He's waiting for his food. It's a violation of Bal Ta'acher to delay in beginning the meal. An unbelievable chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim was knowing this way, apparently, that he would say Shalom Aleichem during the Su'uda whenever there were Aniyim at his house. He wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem before the Su'uda, and he really says in the Mishnah Berurah, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, says if a person is not so hungry, he's allowed to wait to make Kiddush till he gets hungry, because he already was Yotzei the Mitzvah, meaning one might think you got to make Kiddush right away because you have a Mitzvah Zechira Shabbos, so you got to right away make Kiddush. Chavetz Chaim says, no, you don't have to make Kiddush right away, you're already Yotzei Kiddush in Dav anyway, so it's not necessary to make it a show. You can wait till you get hungry a little bit. But the Mishnah Berurah then points out on the spot that that's only when there's not going to be an issue of Shalom Bayis, your wife's not ready to start the meal, or there's no Orchim. But if there's an Oreach, he says, Biprat, Oreach Ani, especially if there's an Oreach Ani, then you should not delay the meal at all. Person should start the meal right away. So he's referring to this idea that it would be a violation of Bal Ta'acher to not start right away. The Chavetz Chaim writes something similar. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes is a discussion, what if it rains on the first night of Sukkot? So what should you do? You have to eat in the Sukkah anyway, at least the Kazayas. So do you wait till it stops raining? So he points out that there are those that say that you should wait until Chatzos HaLaila to make Kiddush. Maybe it will stop raining. So you'll wait until midnight to make Kiddush. So in the Sharetzion over there he says, but if you're very hungry, or especially, or it's going to be a Shalom Bayis issue, Or if you have guests, beprat, aniyim, that are over at your house, then you have no business waiting until chatzos alayla. You have an isadar isa, balta acher, that you're not allowed to delay in beginning the meal if there are people that are aniyim that are waiting. So Dvar Avram tries to come up with a limud zchus, why people aren't so careful about this, that people invite guests and they start whenever they start, they don't, they're in no rush all the time. Well, if the guest's not an ani, so it's not tzedakah. It's not even always hachnasas archiv. If the guest doesn't need a place to stay, it's just hanging out with your friends. It's a nice thing, but it's not a mitzvah of hachnasas archiv either. So, but it's certainly not a mitzvah of tzedakah if the guest is not an ani. But apparently they used to have aniyim all the time, and they would wait. So the Dvar Avram suggests that everyone knows that that's the deal. That when you get invited for a meal, you're on the schedule of the balabas. So it's like you promised the ani, I'm going to give you money in 2 weeks from now. So it's not a violation of Bal Tachar to not give it right now. You told me you can give it 2 weeks from now. So if you invite someone for a meal, it's we're going to eat a meal when I'm good and ready to eat a meal. And that's understood to begin with. That's how the Dvar Avram is miyashiv the minug, so to speak, if you can call it the minug of delaying in starting a meal, even when people have aniyim coming to eat at their house. So anyway, back to us over here in the Gemara. So the Gemara just said that how do we know that yados nedarim are kenedarim? Because the pasuk mentions both neder and nezirus back to each other. So we link the two, and the double lashon of nezirus tells us a din of yados by nezirus. So mele we learn from there that there's a din of yados by nedarim as well. Ask the Gemara. That's a very indirect way to learn it. That same pasuk that used a double expression by nezirus also used a double expression by nedarim. So instead of saying we learn yados nezirus from the double expression of nezirus, and then yados nedarim from the fact that we link nedarim to nezirus, why not go more direct? There's a double expression of nedarim. Right there, we should learn yados nedarim. So I ask Gemara, Maishna gabei nezirus tuchsiv nazir lazir. But why is it that by nezirus we're alarmed by the double expression of nazir lazir, and we therefore say we should learn yados from there? Nedarim nami aksiv lindor neder. By nedarim also, there's a double expression. It says lindor neder vekesh alamili. Why do I need to use the link between nedarim and nezirus to teach me the din of yados? I should get it straight from the fact that it has a double expression by nedarim. Darim says Gemara, no, I kasav neder lindar kidakasav nazir lahazir kidakamrit. A parallel double expression would have been neder lindar, like it says nazir lahazir. Then we would not have needed to link neder to nazirus, we would have derived it straight from the words. But hashadiksiv lindar neder, it doesn't say neder lindar, it says lindar neder. That's the way people speak, and sometimes the Torah speaks in the way people speak. Meaning, sometimes when the Torah has a double expression, it's to make a drasha, it's to alarm us that, wait a second, why is the word appearing twice? And sometimes when the Torah has a double expression, it's just speaking in a manner of speaking that normal people speak with a double expression. So the Torah tries to speak in normal language. So that's what's going on with the double expression of neder. We cannot derive yados from that double expression. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalamandi Islay Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam. That works very well if you in general hold that there is such a concept of Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam, that the Torah speaks in the manner that people speak. Elamandi Yamar, Elamandi Leslay Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam, Hailindor Neder Mayavaday. But if you don't hold that the Torah speaks in the way that people speak, that whenever there's a double expression in the Torah, it's always to make some sort of drasha, so what are we learning from Lindor Neder, meaning we already learned Yados Nedarim from the Hekish to Nezirus, so what do we do with the double expression of Neder itself? Answers the Gemara, Darish Lei La'asos Yados Nedarim K'Nedarim, Umakish Nezirus L'Nedarim, that we're Enochinami, we derive Yados from the double expression of Nedarim. Didn't we already learn that from the double expression of Nezirus and the Hekish? No, we're changing that now. We're saying we derive the din of Yados from Nedarim, from the double expression of Neder. How do I know Yados by Nezirus? Because of the Hekish between Neder and Nazir. What do I then do with the double expression of Nezirus? Nazir lahazir, darish lei, melamed sha nezirus chala la nezirus. The double expression of nezirus is not teaching me the din of yados, that I learned from Nedarim. The double expression of nezirus is teaching me that one nezirus can be chal on another nezirus. As the Ran explains on the top, kigon da amar, for example, the person says, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. person says twice, I will be a Nazir today. We don't say, let it be 30 days of Naziris and that will suffice. 30 days is the minimum amount of Naziris. A person cannot be a Nazir for less than 30 days. It's one of the only, if not the only halacha that we derive from a Gematria. Gematria apparently is one of the Midos Shatar and Drash Ben. It's just one of the less popular Midos Shatar and Drash Ben. It's not used that often, but the Gemara derives, the Mishnah derives that in Stam Naziris or Shloshim Yom, that if a person doesn't say how long his Naziris is going to be, or even if he does say how long it's going to be, but he says a period of less than 30 days, that it's automatically going to be 30 days from the fact that the Torah says Nazir Yihyeh. Yihyeh is a yud, and a hey, which equals a gematria of 30. So from there we learn that Stam Nazirus is 30 days. It's a very unique thing that we derive halacha from a gematria. So let's say a person says, Hareni Nazir Ayom, Hareni Nazir Ayom. So you might think, okay, he means I'm going to be a Nazir, and he really means it. So he says it twice, but he only means 30 days of Nazirus. He should only be a Nazir for 30 days. So this halacha, Nazirus Chala Nazirus, tells us not so. Re'ela Tzarech Limnos Shtei Nazirus, the Ran says. He has to count two consecutive periods of Nazirus. Dahainu Shishim, which will turn out to be a total of 60 days. V'nafkele midichsiv, Nazir lahazir. How do we know that's the case, that he has to count two consecutive periods of Nazirus? Because of the double expression that the Torah uses, Nazir lahazir, to kilomer, to tell me kishakiba lios Nazir that even though he's already accepted to be a Nazir and he already has become a Nazir through his verbal acceptance, he can still become a Nazir again by saying he could still be Mekabel a new Nazirus even while he is already a Nazir. That's what we learn from the double expression of Nazir Lazir. Frak the Gemara, okay, but Uleman Diyamar Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. But going back with the other opinion, that the Torah speaks in the manner that people normally speak, and therefore the Lindor Neder is not at all alarming to us and is not something we could derive anything from. And therefore we need the double expression of Nazir Lazir to teach me the din of Yados, the of Yados Nazirus, and we derive the din of Yados Nedarim from the Hekesh to Nazirus, meaning the whole first way we understood this, Shah Nazirus Chalal Nazirus Minalei. Well then, how's that opinion ever going to learn this din, that Nazirus can be Chal on an already existing Nazirus, that if a person says Haredi Nazir twice, that he actually has to accept upon himself two consecutive periods of Nazirus. So the Gemara explains, well, Han Nichi Sfir Le Kamandi Amar A Nazirus Chalal Nazirus. One possibility is that he won't hold of that halacha, that if you hold the words Nazir Lazir are already being used to teach me the din of Yados, well then you can't learn the halacha of Nazirus Chalal Nazirus, and Enochanam, you'll reject the halacha of Nazirus Chalal Nazirus. But Eli Isfir Le Kamandi Amar Nazirus Chalal Nazirus Minalei. But what if you do hold of that halacha? What if you want to hold that Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam, that the Torah speaks the way people normally speak, and therefore there's nothing to be derived from the double Lashon of Neder? Nazir Lazir is already needed to teach me Yados. Where are you going to learn that Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus? And says Gemara, it will all be derived from Nazir Lazir. Name Akra Lizar. My Lahazir. What's that extra hey doing there? It should have said Nazir Lizar. Why is it Nazir Lehazir? So Shaman Mina Tarti. It's therefore open to teach me two halachos. It could teach me the halacha of Yados Nazirus, and it can also teach me the halacha of Nazirus being Chal on another Nazirus. B'marava Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they explained, Is Tana Demapikle Liyados Min Lindor Neder, Vis Tana Demapikle Min Kola Hayotzi Mipiv Yaaseh, that there is a machlokas where we derive Yados from. Some derive Yados from Lindor Neder, and others who say that Dibra Torah Kolashim Neadam, and therefore you cannot derive Yados from Lindor Neder, will not derive it from Nazir Lazir, rather there's a totally different pasuk. They learn it from Kola Yotzi Mipiv Yaaseh, that's where we derive Yados. How do you see Yados from the pasuk Kol Yotzim Piv Yaaseh? So Pashtus is, while the Rishonim explain, it's from the word Kol. That Kol Yotzim Piv Yaaseh, the word Kol is telling me no matter what comes out of your mouth, even if the entire neder didn't come out of your mouth. So Kol over here would mean Kol Duhu Hayotzim Piv. Whatever it is, whatever minor amount, Kol. Kol can be used in two ways. Sometimes kol means you need everything. Kol means all, so you need everything. Sometimes kol means kol dehu, anything. Not everything, but anything. So if we're going to derive yados from the word kol, what we're deriving is that the word kol means anything. Anything that comes out of your mouth, even just the beginning of a sentence. Kol duhu hayotzi mipiv yaaseh. Whatever comes out of your mouth is going to be good enough. The problem over here is that we also derive from kalayotze mipiv yaaseh that a neder shuhutar miksaso is hutar kulo, that if you're matir part of a neder, the entire neder is going to be hutar. The Ran points out over here that we derive that from kol as well, but over there the word kol is being used in the opposite implication, not kol dehu, but that you need it all, and without all of it you have nothing. So over there kol is being used, so it's the same word kol, but it's being used to teach us both meanings of the word kol. We also have this discussion of what the word kol comes to teach in Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches. The Brice over there says that if, let's say, 10 people hit a guy, Basara Makalos, and the guy dies, whether they hit him Babas Achas or Bezer Chazer, they're all Patur, Tanakama says. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, if 10 people hit a guy consecutively, and the guy dies, Ha'achron Chayev, the last guy is Chayev, because he was the one that was Kirevus Misaso. He's the one that caused him to die. And Rabbi Yochanan explains over there, they both darshan from the same Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'ish Kiyaka, Kol nefesh adam. So what does it mean? Kol nefesh adam. The Rabbanon hold kol nefesh adika kol nefesh. You're only a murderer if you entirely killed him. If you took him from life to death, you know, if you did all of it. So it's kol nefesh. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds kol duhu nefesh. Even a little bit of his nefesh. Even if you took away a little bit of his nefesh, you're going to be considered a murderer. So you have that same discussion of what the word kol means. So apparently over here we're using the word kol for both drashos in both of its implications, which is odd because the Gemara sounds like either you understand it one way or you understand it the other way. And we're saying over here, no, you understand it both ways. Both drushas are valid drushas. That's the Chassam Sofer points all of this out over here in his comments on this Gemara. Okay, but now going back to the halachas that we were discussing before. Amar Mar, we had mentioned in the Braisa, Uman Nedarim over Bibal Yachel Ubibal Ta'acher, that when it comes to Nedarim, a person can be in violation of the Yisra of Bal Yachel or Bal Ta'acher. So too by Nazirus, it's possible to violate Bal Yachel, Bal Ta'acher. Bal Yachel means you didn't keep your word. You said you're going to do something, you didn't do it. Bal Ta'acher means you kept your word, but you delayed. You waited too long in keeping your word. So by Nedarim, it makes a lot of sense how you can violate both of those things. Bishlam Bal Yachel Din Nedarim Mishkachas. What would be an example where one didn't keep his word by Nedarim? Kigon da Amar, Kikarzu Ochel, Velo Achla, Mishum over Mishum Bal Yachel Dvaro. A guy takes a Nedar, I'm going to eat this Kikar, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread, and then he didn't eat this loaf of bread. That's a clear violation of Bal Yachel Dvaro. That's a question the Rishonim deal with over here. Is that within the rules of Nedarim? The Achronim rather deal with Rabbi Kivya Eger says, how could a person be mechayiv himself to eat a kikar al yidei neder? Neder is generally not mechayiv you to do something. We're going to see Rishonim later on in the Masechta that the whole koch of a neder is to aser something on you, to take something that would otherwise be mutter and make it aser. But a neder very rarely, or we assume generally, does not have the koch to get you, to force you to do a maisa. So that's dealt with by all the Achronim over here, why this is a classic example of Bal Yachel Devaro, that he has a neder that says that he's going to eat and he doesn't eat. That's Bal Yachel. Ela Bal Yachel de Nazirus Heichim Mishkachsa. But how does one violate Bal Yachel on a Nazirus? Because after all, what would it mean? It would mean that he's in violation of his promise. Well, Kivin Damar Hayreni Nazir, as soon as he says, I will be a Nazir, Havale Nazir. He is a Nazir. He's already kept his promise because the Chalos Nazirus happens as soon as you say it. So as soon as he says, I am a Nazir, he is a Nazir. Achal, now what if he eats a grape product? So he violated Bal Yochal. He violated the things that he's not allowed to eat, right? If he ate something that he wasn't allowed to eat, Mechatzon v'Yadzog, he eats grape products. Shasa, if he drinks wine, Kamle b'Bal Yishta, he's violating Bal Yishta. But it's not Bal Yachel. Bal Yachel would be if he chose not to become a Nazir. But violations of his Nazirus are violations of details of Nazirus, of Bal Yochal and Bal Yishta. Beis HaLevi says, why does the Gemara only give those examples? Meaning, what what's a nazir not allowed to do? He's not allowed to eat or drink any grape products. He's also not allowed to become tummy to a mace. So why did I give that example? That and if he becomes tummy to a mace, he violated bal yitma. Why doesn't it mention anything about bal yitma? Al kol nefashos meis lo yavo, that he would be in violation of al kol nefashos meis lo yavo. So Beis Halevi suggests a phenomenal chiddush. He says if nazir becomes tummy to a mace, is not in violation of bal yachel, meaning it's because the Gemara is going to answer that in a chinami. Let's actually read it. The Amar Rava, the Gemara's answer is lavar lav b'shnayim. That in a chinami, a nazir who drinks wine has not only violated bal yishta, he's also violated bal yachel, because his commitment to be a nazir was a commitment not to drink wine. And when he drinks wine, he's violated that commitment. So it is a violation of bal yachel as well. Beis Halevi says we don't give the example of bal yitma, because if a nazir becomes tameh, he has not violated bal yachel. It's dafka by grape products and wine that he violated bal yachel, because when he eats grapes or drinks wine, it doesn't ruin his count of nazirus. Meaning if a person commits to be a nazir for 30 days, and on day 15, he drinks some wine, he still only has 15 more days to his nazirus. He's just a rasha. He did something that he wasn't allowed to do. He did an avera, but he's not. We don't have to start his nazirus again. Whereas if a person becomes tamei on day 15, tamei lemeis, it destroys his soul nazirus. He's going to have to start over again. So it's not a violation of bal yachel devaro. Bal yachel devaro is that he's not going to keep his commitment. Over here, he will keep his commitment to 30 days of pure nazirus, because he's going to have to start again and keep the 30 days of pure nazirus. It's just that these 30 days aren't the 30 days because he became Tameh. It's a phenomenal insight of the Beis Halevi. That's why it wouldn't be Bal Yachel if he actually becomes Tameh. There's only one problem with that insight, and that is that the Rambam says explicitly not that way. The Rambam says that it is a violation of Bal Yachel if a Nazir becomes Tameh at some point during his Nazirus. But that based on that, the Beis Halevi says it works out very nicely that the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shinai and Zayin, Sefer HaChinuch writes in the name of the Rambam that if a Nazir makes himself Tameh, he violates four lavin. Lo yitma, bal yachel, bal ta'acher, and al kol nefashos meis lo yavo. So all the achronim ask, Shara Melech, others ask, why does Sefer HaChinuch quote that as a halacha from the Rambam? What do you mean? This beferish of psukim, it comes out from the sugyas in the Gemara, which comes from the psukim. Because didn't in the Rambam that you violate these four halachas? Says the Beis Halevi, no, yeah, it's dafka the Rambam that holds that it's bal yachel if a person becomes tamei. Everyone else would say it's only three lavin if a nazir becomes tamei. But it's dafka shitas Rambam that it's four lavin, that it's even bal yachel, because of this insight of the Beis Halevi, that most other Rishonim may hold that it's not a violation of Bal Yachel. And he has a phenomenal raya. There's a Mishnah in Makos in Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Mishnah over there says, Yesh Choresh Telem Echad, that a person can plow one row, V'chayiv Mishum Shmon Elavin, and he'll be chayiv eight different Malkios. And how does one do it? He's Choresh B'shar V'chamar together, V'hein Muktashin, and they're Hegdish, and he's a Kohen, and he's a Nazir, and he's in a Beis HaKvaros. There are lots of discussions in Makos of like Avera contests. How a person could do one act and violate so many averus. This may eat, this bug eat, a flying bug eat. So over here, eight violations. So Rashi and Tosafot there say he's a nazir bebeis hatuma, so he's in violation of kol nefashos meis lo yavo. But wait a second, he's a nazir bebeis hatuma, isn't he also in violation of bal yachel? It should be nine, it shouldn't be eight, because he should be in violation of bal yachel also. Says the Beis Halevi, a nazir that makes himself tamei is not in violation of bal yachel. So mela, it's only eight, it's not going to be nine. Other achronim have different ways of dealing with that kasha, but that's how the Beis Halevi deals with the kasha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, bal ta'acher de nazirus heichim shkachasla. Where do we ever find that there's a din of bal ta'acher by nazirus? Because after all, kivan da'amar hareni nazir, if a guy says, I'm going to be a nazir, havale nazir, he's a nazir right away. Achal, if he eats grape products, kam lebe bal yochal. He violated bal yochal. But omer l'ksheretze, so what's a case where a guy will delay in being a nazir? So the Gemara says, but omer l'ksheretze ehe nazir. If a guy says, when I want, I will be a nazir. So that's where he delays if he doesn't do it right away. That's how he could violate bal ta'acher on being a nazir. V'yamer ksheretze leka bal ta'acher. But if he said ksheretze, if he says, when I want, then why is it bal ta'acher? It's like saying, I'm going to be a nazir in a week from now. So it's not bal ta'acher to wait the week, that's what, that was his original commitment. So if he said, I'm going to be a Nazir when I want, so his original commitment is when he wants. Why is that Bal Tacher? So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, second possibility. It doesn't say when I want. He says, I will not die before I be a Nazir. Meaning, I'm going to be a Nazir before I die, at some point before I die. He shaita havle nazir, and right away he should have to become a nazir. Meaning it's not, his nazir isn't chal, because he's only promising to become a nazir at some point before he dies, but he should have to do it right away, because no one knows when they're going to die. Midi dahava omer lishto, just like a case where a guy says to his wife, harezu gitech sha'achas kodem isasi, this should be a get, I'm giving you a get, but it should only be chal, we should only be divorced 1 minute before I die, asur lechel b'trum miyad, if he's a kohen, she's right away not allowed to eat truma, because every minute might be that minute before he dies. Alma, I'm going to call Shaita V'Shaita Dilma Mayis. We say every single moment he might die. Hachanami Lialter Avi Nazir. So here as well, he should have to become a Nazir right away. Darminan Dilma Hashta Mayis, because we say that maybe he's going to die right now. So the Gemara had two possibilities how one can violate Bal Ta'acher by Nazirus. First possibility we rejected, it's when Likisha Erza. Second possibility he says, I'm going to be a Nazir before I die. Bezushem, tomorrow we'll have a third possibility as well.